know, whenever you're exposed to advertising in this country, you realize all over again that America's leading industry is still the manufacture, distribution, packaging, and marketing of bullshit. High-quality bullshit. World-class designer bullshit, to be sure. Hospital-tested, clinically proven bullshit. But bullshit nonetheless. And it always amuses me that so many people seem to think that bullshit only comes from certain sources. You know, advertising, politicians, salesmen. Not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. Law enforcement people are full of shit. The entire country is completely full of shit. In fact, this country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us that all men are created equal. That is what's known as being stunningly, stunningly full of shit. And you know, I think...
Welcome back to Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. I am your host, Sam Marcoux, joined by my other host, Matt Somerville. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, you. I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yep. You guys just heard the legendary George Carlin talking about corporate America and who actually owns America and the United States. Fuck the politicians. It's the guys in suits that are calling all the shots. And George Carlin was by far, in my opinion, the greatest comic of all time. Bar none, doesn't matter what state, what era, what country, doesn't matter. George Carlin, number one. He is on my Mount Rushmore. He is, it's Mount Carlin. They should
There's
name
only
it
one head up there.
It's him. It's him. And then where the other heads are is just two middle fingers. And then who knows what the fourth part is. Who gives a shit? Another middle finger. George Carlin
makes,
gave three.
He had three. It makes up for your indiscretion last week. Playing Jim Fuckagin.
You know, Matt is not a fan of Jim Gaffigan, but I think we agree that George Carlin is the man. And he was, still is. And a lot of what he talked about was just reality, man, and just how things worked. Didn't matter what the subject was. He had an interesting take. And yeah. I chose that clip because George Carlin is basically the anti-establishment. I think everybody in the comedy world and just as a pop culture icon, he's one of those guys that you think about when you think anti-establishment, which is ironic because the man eventually ended up having a sitcom on Fox. He was in one of the Godzilla movies, the big Hollywood remake starring Ferris Bueller.
Jesus Christ, was he really?
He was an extra. He was an uncredited extra in the movie. And I remember watching that in the movie theater, Matt, going, that's fucking George Carlin just sitting at the bar at the movie.
So strange.
He was in, he's been in a lot of Hollywood movies. Like I said, he had a show on Fox and basically was a corporate sellout, which is really weird to say. And I know that's kind of blasphemy when we're talking about George Carlin and the you know anti-establishment movement. But much like everyone else, man, he eventually had to sell out and had to make a dime, you know?
Well, he started out on – he kind of started out corporate, right? He was on Johnny Carson.
Well, he started out as kind of a clean comic just in general. If you look at his original real stuff, it was very much pretty much he was doing an impression of a comic, which is what we all do when we start. We basically go up there and mimic our heroes and try to be somebody who we're not instead of finding our own voice. It takes a little bit of time. I think Louis C.K. talks about that. It takes a lot of time to figure out just who you are on stage. And George Carlin was no different. And then once he found out, basically, he was probably angry about something and it got a nice response on stage. And he realized that and harvested it and channeled it. And basically became this character of anti-establishment, even if he wasn't necessarily completely that angry of a guy in terms of angry at the man. That's what his stage persona was. That's my opinion, of course. But the guy was a brilliant. I mean, just the way the guy worked in terms of his mind and his thought process, most of that has to be true considering what he came up with. I mean, you don't just think of that stuff unless it's something that you do have some sort of real connection with. But yeah, the guy, you know, he cashed a paycheck just like the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? He covered a lot of ground in his life, and I think that he was his comedy was enriched by that, and we all benefited from it. And I have no ill words to speak of that man. I love him.
No, actually, I don't either. And the whole reason of playing George Carlin at the beginning of the show here was, you know, Matt and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about this show, Predictably Drunk. We're now into our second year of doing this podcast, and it's been very successful. I could not necessarily ask for much more than what this podcast has been able to do in terms of generate an audience, generate a buzz, lend a voice to local comics to come on here and talk and have a discussion with. It's gotten me booked on shows. I mean, it's done a lot of good things. But one of the things that I was kind of complaining to Matt about, and actually another comedian named David Liu, you heard me talk about him on the last episode, and he kind of agreed, you know, pretty much said the same thing Matt did in our conversations, and they were separate conversations, was that, you know, that it's so hard to find a sponsor for a show called Predictably Drunk. And the reason for that is the word drunk might as well be a bad word at this point. It might as well, you know, be the F word. It's so much so that it's hard for a brewery to actually get behind a show called Predictably Drunk, where we drink beer and promote the product on the show.
That's the fucking world we live in. That kind of nonsensical shit exists.
It's so funny to me because, like, I'm drinking whiskey tonight, and we'll get to what you're drinking here in a minute, but I'm drinking a product that is the only function of this product is to get you drunk. That's it. That's the only reason alcohol even really exists. Now, you know, the big corporate companies will say, no, it's to be in moderation. Sure it is. That's why you give it to us in a big fucking bottle, you pieces of shit. The whole point of drinking it, let's be honest, the whole point of drinking is to get drunk. That is why you drink alcohol. Nobody drinks it because they like the taste. People can acquire a tolerance for the taste and eventually go, you know what? I can appreciate this type of stuff. But first time you ever drank alcohol, nobody ever went, wow, that is good. Never, ever in the history of time.
You either spit it out or you just fucking stomach it, get hammered, and then throw up everywhere.
Yeah, the whole point of drinking is to get drunk. So the word drunk should be associated with a brewery, with a bar, with any like a distillery, any of those things. Yet when I go to them and I give them a proposal to support the show, either financially or through products that I would then promote – and, you know, I give them a way to get money back from the show as well. Like, it's not a one-sided thing. It always comes back to the word drunk. They go, look, we just cannot be associated with that word. And I'm like, so you should just close your doors and never make alcohol again. And I get very angry with them, Matt, and I walk out.
Yeah. Well, I want to go to the moon because this planet is fucking stupid sometimes.
Yeah, it's so backwards. So I was talking to Matt off the air a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to my buddy David here, and we were just kind of – jokingly saying, well, we just need to change the name of the show. Like that's the bottom line is the only way we're going to get sponsors and get people to help us with, you know, getting equipment upgrades and doing all the shit instead of going out of pocket all the time would be, we would just have to change the name of the show.
And yeah, we did say that. Those are things that we said. Those were words that we used.
Yeah. And we were kind of joking because in the same conversation, both Matt and I had, different people, both of different ethnicities tell us that we are the only white people that these particular people liked, which we thought was funny because Matt, Matt had that happen with somebody that he knows. And I actually had it happen with Ari Spears, the comedian Ari Spears said, you're the only white person that I like. And then said, I still think you fuck reptiles, which was a weird comment, but whatever. I don't know what he meant by that, but
I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean, lizards are sexy as fuck.
Do you?
No.
Is that something you... Okay.
No, although right. I did find a video of a guy, a white guy fucking a snake. And Ari Spears' premise is that white people will fuck anything. And I wanted to argue with them, and then I found this video of a guy, like, literally raping a snake. And I was like, oh, shit, Ari's might be right.
Yeah. I mean, snug fit, I guess that the snake is designed for fucking... with the shape of it, but no, that's I don't even know. You know what? I don't know. I'm not gonna ask questions,
dude. It was one of those things where I'm like, wow, he found the snake vagina. The snake was clearly not into it. Like, I'll send you the video.
Was the snake not into it?
The snake was not into it. No, the snake's like, this sucks. Like, white people, my god. But
that's a shame. For us white folks.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't defend my actions, or not my. I mean, I didn't fuck the snake, but I couldn't defend people actions after seeing that video. So,
no. Or something like Mr. Hand.
I don't know what that is.
Oh yeah, you should look it up. I'm not going to say what it is because it's fucking horrendous. But you should look it up and then hate me forever.
Okay, well, I mean, part two I can do ahead of time. Like, just preemptively hate you forever.
But, all right.
So what we started talking about, and basically the joke we came up with is, wow, we should just change the name of the podcast to likable white guys. And I bet you we'd probably get more sponsors based off of that, even if it was like, you know, a skinhead rally or something like that. They'd probably get money from them based on that name. Over predictably drunk. I mean, that's how taboo the word drunk is. So we thought it'd be funny. Matt and I kind of been, we were talking about this and we said, why don't we save it for the air? We've come up with some names that we think alternative names for this podcast and who would be our, I guess, sponsors if we were to change the name to some of these other names. So we thought we might have some fun, kind of go back and forth. But before we do that, since we are still technically predictably drunk until we can decide on one of these new names, what are you drinking tonight, sir?
I am downing a Deadpan Pilsner from, I'm certainly going to fuck this up because it's German. I want to say Wines Brewery, Weens, maybe it's like Weins Brewery. It's W-I-E-N-S.
I'm going to say Viennes, Weens?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's one of those. I don't know. I'm fucking guessing Germany. It's definitely, I don't see Oregon in giant letters on this bottle, which is out of character for me. But I'm digging it. I'm digging it. It's very weak. It's 5.2 alcohol percentage.
Very weak. That's a pretty standard beer alcohol content. I mean, you've become a beer snob since you started co-hosting this show.
I am a beer slut. But
you know what? That's almost another topic. Sorry to interrupt you. You are absolutely right. Matt Somerville is a beer slut, and there's a difference between a beer snob and a beer slut. And I will say this, most people who think they're beer snobs are beer sluts.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we'll table that. We'll talk about that on another topic. Maybe when we get, or another day when we get TJ Gant in here, who is, a former bartender. He is a brewer. He's in the beer industry. He knows everything there is to know about beer. Maybe we'll talk to him about this, but you're absolutely right. You are a beer slut. Thank you for clarifying that.
I like bartenders too, because they give me alcohol.
Now, bartenders for the most part are, depending on what type of bar that they are bartending in, are what I would consider beer snobs.
But yeah, you could probably say that. Yeah.
But as a patron, we are beer sluts because I mean, I consider myself to be somewhat of a beer snob, but then if somebody goes, "Hey, your choices are Bud Light or Coors Light," I'm going to go, "Oh my God, that's awful. I'll take it."
You'll take both, and you'll just drink it very fast and try not to think about it. Here's a situation that I want to see sometime in my life. I want the film Cocktail starring Tom Cruise to happen in front of my eyes. I've never seen one, let alone two, a tandem bartending team fucking flipping bottles and pouring shit into multiple glasses at the same time. I've never seen any cool bar tricks. The coolest thing that a bartender does for me, which I'm totally fine with, is giving me alcohol.
Yeah, I've actually have seen those. They have, and this is going to sound funny because again, talking about corporations, TGI Fridays actually has a flair competition every year with their bartenders. So they get these regional competitions where people are throwing shit up in the air and pouring crazy drinks and doing all that stuff. And if you win that, then you go to their finals, which I think are down in your neck of the woods in LA somewhere. I'll have to look it up because I have a buddy who used to be a bartender at TGI Fridays. He actually won that competition one year and he got a big cardboard cutout of himself. That was like his trophy. He's like,
that's a weird fucking prize.
Well, it's TGI Fridays. I mean, you know how many mozzarella moons you got to sell to make a,
hey, just give me some chicken wings or something. I don't want to see myself. That's a weird, odd prize.
Very weird. But, so anyways, you know, we're kind of off topic here, but what we're doing is we are going to go through some of these names of different podcasts that Matt and I have brainstormed and then see who our possible sponsors would be. So if you're playing at home, that is the game. It's going to be called Name That Podcast. My first one was you have a propensity to smoke a lot, right? You like your cigarettes.
I do that.
I tell dick jokes for a living as a stand-up comedian. So we could go with something like Smokes and Jokes.
Smokes and Jokes.
And
that's, what if I quit, though?
Well, if you quit, then
I'm off the show.
Well, then you're off the show and we replace you with somebody else.
Yeah, who does smoke. Okay, because that's going to happen eventually.
Or then you could tell jokes and I could start smoking.
There you go. We'll switch. That's good.
We'll be jokes and smokes.
I like that. A play on the likable white folk. We're Not the Man. I think just in terms of a podcast name. We're Not the Man. Just to be clear, you know, because we are white and I think a lot of associations come with that, and we just want you to know we're not the that that person that so many people sing about and refer to in comedy. We're not that.
We're not the man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're laughing with you, not at you.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, and we could also go, I went with smokes and jokes because of our proclivities for our activities outside of this. Proclivities for activities. That's pretty good.
Ooh, shit.
But I also could go, you could do a play on our names. My first name is Sam. Your first name is Matt. Your last name is Somerville. My last name is Marcoux, S and M. So your weekly S&M session could be...
That may be misleading.
It might be misleading. I think people would... We would have viewers that show up one time and then go, wait a minute, this is not what we expected.
Very disappointing for some people coming to the S&M show.
But the weekly S&M session could actually get... I think we could get sponsors from like sex shops, from porn companies.
Yes.
Our options are way more vast than predictably drunk, for example.
Yeah, I agree. If we're going with names, a common misconception with your own name is just about everything but the way it's meant to be pronounced. So and this might be violating the dicey word problem that we're currently having with predictably drunk. But I thought it's Marcoux, asshole, might be a neat name, just to, because it serves two purposes. You know, it gives us a new name and it clarifies a big issue that you constantly have with new people that you meet.
Yeah, we could also get Scrabble to actually maybe be a sponsor for the show, you know.
Yeah, and then we could do a little graphic, you know, with the title and have COUX scratched out and just say COO in little Scrabble squares. That'll be fun.
I like it. And I always say my name is Verbal Scrabble because people see that X and they think they have to pronounce it because they're going to get like double, triple word score by pronouncing the X. And it doesn't work that way. Life does not work that way, ladies and gentlemen.
No, ma'am.
Nope. Not even here on Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. What's another one you got? You've got some good ones there.
Well, you just dropped the hammer on another one that I had. This was a really easy one. I'm almost cheating with this. Smart people, stupid shit.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, when about halfway through the first year of this podcast, when I came up with that tagline, I actually thought smart people, stupid things would be a better name. I almost changed it. So you're not too far off from that. And I actually think that would have been, that's an okay name. I use it as the tagline for the show just so I can keep it. So patent pending, you dickheads who are going to steal that. But no, that's a great one.
I think we get away with a lot telling people that we're drunk while we do this. And it allows us to say that we're smart and not sound incorrect. Because we're also drunk, but you know, maybe misleading with smart people, like leading with smart people, they might actually think that we're fucking smart people, and that's not okay.
Well, it's fine. I actually consider myself to be pretty smart. I think you're a pretty smart guy. And again, our safety net there is that, well, we've been drinking, so we're not exactly, and I do say we're talking about stupid things. I mean, we can't give them too much smart stuff.
You know? Right. Modesty's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll put one out there. Again, maybe this is overcompensating for the predictably drunk and looking too hard to find a sponsor, but I thought maybe going the exact opposite from predictably drunk and going with unexpectedly sober as the name of the podcast. And we could go to every AA place that's out there and see if they'd want to sponsor it. Although I think if Alcoholics Anonymous actually sponsored anything and said we want credit for sponsoring it, it would completely defeat the purpose of Anonymous.
But, yeah, but and then also we'd be horrible liars.
Well, we would definitely be drinking. I mean, they don't need to know that, but I mean, you and I know that we would be drinking.
Right, right. You know? And then if it got to a point, sponsorship could demand some kind of sobriety test, and then wow. We'd be without a sponsor very, very quickly after that.
Yeah, so maybe we scratched that one off the list. Maybe that's not the best one in the world. Like I said, I was thinking I was overcompensating a little bit for the predictably drunk and instead going with unexpectedly sober.
Well, how about a combination of both? So if we take predictably drunk and unexpectedly sober and we kind of try to find a middle ground, we call the show We Can Quit Anytime We Want. and so that tells people that it's not a problem, that we are still drinking. There is no word pertaining to the state of being drunk in the title, so we're safe with that. And fuck off and mind your own business also is a message there.
I also like the fact that if that was the name of your podcast, We Could Quit Anytime We Want, you could just end the show mid-sentence. and it would kind of work as a gimmick.
Right. It's an excuse.
We could just be like, I'm done, and then walk off.
That's 5 minutes. This shit isn't working. Done.
Yeah. We'd be like, you know what, Matt? I figured out the key to life, and the key to life is, and then it's just the end of the podcast.
That's great.
That's good.
Serves so many purposes.
I like that one. We can quit anytime we want. Now, one of them that I came up with is actually, I'll give credit to you. This is actually based off of something you said during our Hatesgiving episode, which if you haven't listened to that, it's going to be an annual thing where Matt Somerville, myself, and Steve Curry, the medical expert for the show, Predictably Drunk, get together at the end of the year around Thanksgiving and talk about all the things we hate. It's called Hatesgiving. And one of the things, yeah, it is great. You just get a lot of stuff off your chest. And we talk a lot about things that we hate on this show just on a weekly basis anyway. So I thought, why not change it to things we hate?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing, along the lines of fuck everything.
Fuck everything. I don't know if you but could, should you put the, fuck in the title?
The F word is kind of counterproductive to what we're trying to do here. So
unless you put fuck everything and the tagline is, at least we didn't say drunk.
Right. There you go. There you go. I like that. Or even in parentheses in the same title. But you know what? I thought about it and I'm like, well, that might give the impression of like some kind of like the emo hour, you know, like we hate everything, fucking listening to Pesh Mode and shit. Like that might, you know, it's tough coming up with new names, walking on eggshells here because, you know, we don't want to give the wrong impression about what we're doing here.
No, you're absolutely
so
right.
I thought of a name that was very simple, very straightforward, describes you and I, and typically, you know, what kind of people we are, what we do on the show. And it would be called He's Funny, I'm Here. because, you know, Sam's the comedian and I'm not, but I'm here, you know, I exist. So you can't really get more simple than that.
No, and you know what? We're not bullshitting you people. Those are facts right there. We are sticking to the facts.
Sam is funny.
I am funny.
And I am here.
And he is here.
So that was one. I get a lot of people. So somebody, you know, we release a podcast 1 week. Somebody texts me or Facebooks me. And of course, they're already on my friends list. Fuck off. You don't. Please don't find me. But they'll say, you know what? I just listened to your podcast. And I got to say, for not being special, you guys are pretty funny and easy to listen to. And then that's always immediately followed by, you know, I don't really listen to podcasts other than Joe Rogan.
Yes.
So we can call our show We're Not Joe Rogan.
You know, what's funny about that, too, is if you go on iTunes, and if you do go on iTunes to listen to this, please rate us. That helps us out quite a bit, to be honest with you. In fact, the whole topic is about sponsorship and getting endorsements. Rating us on iTunes, for example, will really help us solve the problem that we're having and what we're discussing right now, you jerk.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to us on iTunes, please rate us, give us 5 stars, whatever it is you want to give us, and give us a little review. That would be helpful. But the funny thing about that is if you go on iTunes and you were to click on Predictably Drunk and then say something's, you know, other podcasts that are similar, who do you think happens to be the first one that they recommend? After
fucking Rogan.
Fucking Joe Rogan. Every single time.
Maybe as an alternative, we say we're not Joe Rogan, but in parentheses we say, but if it makes you listen to the show, we're totally Joe Rogan.
We could do a take on an old TV show, and the fact that we're not Joe Rogan, we could be Rogan Zeros.
Okay, for anyone who wasn't born 60 years ago, that is a Hogan's Heroes reference.
That is absolutely a Hogan's Heroes reference. Here's one that I came up with because you and I both have been accused of listening to hipster music, listening to music that nobody else has ever heard of until we tell people to listen to it, and then they listen to it.
Who the fuck said that about me?
Me, I actually said that about you.
Oh, okay.
That right now. But one of the things that happens is we listen to music, and then other people start listening to the music, and then we no longer like that music because other fucking people have listened to it. Because
it's cool now.
They were our babies, and then you took our babies, so fuck you. Keep the baby. We will come up with new babies. We will
don't
make new
baby
babies.
Yeah.
So what if we came up with something like music you've never heard of until now, and now we hate it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's kind of long. It's a little wordy.
It establishes us as being cooler than anyone listening.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you very much, uncool listeners, for listening to us. But yeah, music you've never heard of. And then we could get sponsors from all kinds of hipster shit, like mustache wax companies and thick rim glasses. And that's it. That's all I know about hipsters, really. But
no, I believe that's all they do.
Yeah. Not soap companies, you know, those types of things.
Right.
Yeah.
Free range chicken farms.
Yeah. Gluten free something or others.
A kale.
Brought to you by kale. Yes.
Yeah. Just kale. Yeah. Just the vegetable kale.
What the kale? Shout out to Frankie Marcos. That's one of his jokes.
Oh, Christ.
No, that would be, you know, that might work better than Predictably Drunk.
It might. I think we have a lot of good ideas here. Per my announcement last week, this is just true. This isn't funny or creative. It's just eventually true. We just be straight up with everyone, and we call ourselves Sorta Funny Fathers.
Sorta Funny Fathers. That was kind of on the lines of what I had on here, and then I scratched it off. So I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I should have done the same.
But I had one, the Daddy Daycare Hour, which is a take on my favorite Eddie Murphy movie of all time.
Shit, that is stupid.
Yeah. I said I scratched it out, man.
Okay, sorry.
Shit.
it was a double comment. It's stupid as a name, and then it's stupid that that's your favorite Eddie Murphy
it's
film.
So good. It's so
no,
good.
No, it's not.
Plus
it's
Lacey Chabert's in that movie. Oh, fuck it.
It's Pluto Nash, yeah. And Lacey Chabert needs to fucking say her name right and eat a goddamn cheeseburger because she's thin as a goddamn rail.
I don't give a shit. I would fuck the hell out of that cheeseburger.
You wouldn't be able to fit it in that cheeseburger.
That's right, ladies. You hear that? You hear that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, see what you did there? See what
I
you did?
I made a mistake is what I did.
So what about this? Go ahead. You throw another one out there.
Super Pod Funny Cast.
Super Pod. That sounds like an anime type podcast that
it's
we would.
It's definitely a cartoon show in Japan on Saturday morning.
Why do the Japanese people do that? Like they get halfway through a word and then throw another word in there and then finish the word and then finish the secondary word that they interrupted the first word with.
It doesn't let you think about it. It just overwhelms the shit out of you and you're like, I gotta watch that. I gotta listen to that. That sounds like a lot of stuff going on.
It's like Hat Meow Pee Cat. What the fuck? What am I watching? Is that cat peeing?
Another potential name for our podcast.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was actually the next one on my list. Here's one. Because when you're a podcaster, you really have a hard time figuring out who is actually listening to your shit. Because A, there's 8 million podcasts that are out there. B, the stats that you get from all the different podcast people don't really tell you who's listening and who's not listening. It'll say, oh, X amount of people viewed it. Oh, X amount of people downloaded it. It doesn't tell you who actually goddamn listened to the thing, right? So what about, and I think we could get like the National Association of the Deaf to actually sponsor this. Is anybody listening?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, okay.
We can go after the deaf demographic and just say, listen to my podcast. That actually might be a fucked up bit. I might actually do that. I might go to the Deaf Association and put up a bunch of flyers for the podcast. That'd be
the deaf
fun.
People answer to that is, of course, what?
So stupid. Welcome back to our podcast. This is so stupid. That would be a good one, too. That probably exists.
This is awful. Moving on with names. You know, this is something that I have to do often with my job. Someone will come to me and say, okay, we want to make this piece or this cut or this edit, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and we need you to name it, and we need a variety of names, and they all need to be creative. So a lot of the time when that task is put upon you, you want to try to cover as much ground as you can think of. Anything that pertains to the show itself, to any themes that are covered in the show, but also keeping in mind what brings asses to seats, what brings ears to speakers, you know? I'm really trying to adapt to this listenership bullshit that you keep correcting me on whenever I say viewership. A good word would be something that you would think people search a lot for. I've seen this happen with YouTube where you look at a video and you're like, how the fuck does that have 3 million views?
Right.
And then you look at the title and it's what we could call this show. Let's call it boobs. Just boobs. Because people are fond of boobs. And I think there's a lot of internet searches out for boobs. we call it boobs. We might piss some people off, but we get them to listen to our show.
Speaking of internet searches, kind of off topic, but I found out I could do this the other day with Google. You can actually go in and view your search history, which it's very scary and very odd because, you know, every now and then you want an answer to a question. So you'll throw some random search into your phone. Well, it'll capture that. So I was looking at my search history recently, and I actually think boobs popped up there at least 7 times in the last month.
Yep.
I wanted to see a pair of boobs. And I'm like, boobs. And then just pop up, and not even naked boobs, just boobs in a shirt. It was like, oh, there's boobs.
Sometimes you just need to be reminded that they're out there, you know?
Yeah, boobs, you know?
Yeah, love seeing them.
So here's one. The podcast landscape is very saturated with podcasts, as I've already talked about. And two of
that's
the
a pretty
main,
long title.
Yeah, well, that's not the actual title, but I'm just giving a little back history to this title. The two main categories where I think podcasts tend to have a lot of competition in terms of listenership is comedy and sports, right? Those are the two. It's just natural to have, you know, sports radio is huge, comedy in general, you know, people love to laugh. So I thought, you know, you're Canadian, you love hockey. I'm Oregonian and I love hockey, and that we're funny people. We tell jokes. What if we put it together and came up with Yucks and Pucks?
I like that.
And it would be all about jokes and hockey. And then our sponsor naturally would be the jokes of the NHL. And of course, I'm talking about the Anaheim Ducks. So Yucks and Pucks brought to you by the Ducks.
And Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Who could chime in with the sponsorship?
Well, he could not because he's dead.
He's long dead. But there's got to be some kind of Seuss family out there still running the show.
Yeah. What if you're his brother? Are you just like Mr. Seuss? That's like less impressive.
Yeah. Well, you got to go to medical school, you know? Okay, so I got three more.
Beautiful.
Not necessarily as with boobs, not necessarily an internet search popular word, but just words that people like and seem to respond to almost blindly. Some of this has to do with us, but most of it has to do with just what people blindly follow. We call the show Comedy Football Booze America.
Comedy Football Booze America. I'm not going to lie. Three of those four things are the actual searchable terms for the show Predictably Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
If you look and you were to type in like comedy, boobs, and what was the other one you said? I don't even remember. But
I said booze. I left boobs in the other name.
See, you mentioned boobs.
And
I was still on the boobs.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I know.
That's what happens.
It works.
I guess
it goddamn works.
Boobs might be the winner. Yeah.
Yeah. No, just, you know, I'm not even American. I don't like boasting America, but people flock to it. People love the America. So this next one, it might seem a little weird, but, you know, in going back to the idea of coming up with names for things and being broad, I thought, well, maybe we should try to reach out to a deeper audience, people who take shit a little bit more seriously.
Interesting.
But while still reminding them that, you know, we can have fun and we can say funny things occasionally.
Okay.
We call the show The Sun, The Moon, The Earth, Dildo. Because it's serious stuff. Not so serious stuff.
Oh, my God. The sun, the earth, the moon, dildo.
Dildo. Yeah. It's a little random, but it lets you know. Dildo has no place in an area with all of those other serious things.
Well, what if sometimes with podcasts, if you listen to some people, they say find a niche market, right? Like whittle it down to something very, very tiny and grow your audience from that. So what if you were to combine the people that love Lord of the Rings and are way into sex and came out with the Dildo Baggins Hour?
Ooh, shit. That's great. You know, could combine the whole thing, too.
That's a niche. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. That's a very fucking specific niche, but I agree.
But we could get more. Again, the point is Dildo Baggins Hour probably gets you more sponsor dollars than Predictably Drunk. That's the whole point of this, right?
Yes, that is the point. And I, you know what? Now I'm trying to think if a porn exists that I know about called Dildo Baggins.
Of
and there's
course.
Just gotta be. There's
it
just
has
gotta
to be.
Be.
Why would there not be?
Well, I was on a gallery on, I'm going to pimp the Chive here. Chive, check it out if you haven't. Lots of interesting, fun galleries. They had a gallery on outrageous porn names, and there was one called Edward Penis Hands. Mm-hmm. And I had to look it up because there's just no goddamn way. Sure enough, full fucking makeup and costume. They did a tremendous job making him look like Johnny Depp from the film, just with dildos for hands, basically. And that's it. And here's the funny thing. When I looked for images, I Google imaged this. There were more pictures on Google Images of Edward Penis Hands trying to eat spaghetti with his penis hands than there were actual sex scenes, which was just fascinating to me and would provide a serious distraction if you were actually trying to get into a porno and watch a porno for what a porno does for you. The spaghetti scene would just take over entirely.
What makes you wonder what the meatballs are made out of. For the record, Dildo Baggins on Twitter, at Dildo Baggins, is a thing. It's a hobbit with dildo hands, so very similar to Edward Penis
Hands.
What
the fuck is going on?
I'm not even fucking with you, Matt. This guy's got more followers than I do.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
I just looked it up right now. I'm going to follow him. I think I have to follow Dildo Baggins just to let him know. Like, he's going to get an influx of followers here over the next little while, and he's going to be like, I have no idea why. I'm going to tweet this man and let him know that we were talking about Dildo Baggins on the podcast, and that...
Coincidentally, the guy who has Dildo Baggins as his Twitter handle with a picture of Bilbo Baggins with dildo hands... having more followers than you, also on the same planet where a podcast cannot get sponsored by a beer company.
Thank you very much.
Being called predictably drunk.
Predictably drunk is taboo. We can't even get sponsored by the people that make us predictably drunk. Yet Dildo Baggins has more following online than I do.
God,
which, by the way,
it.
you can follow me on Twitter at tigerclomedy.com because Dildo, or not .com, just Tiger Clomedy. But that's because Dildo Baggins took my other screen name, that fucknut.
I guess the last one is I was reaching here. I've run out of ideas, and I figured, I should just have one more here on paper. Very descriptive. Maybe we might need to whittle it down a bit. The Adventures of Two Assholes plus some other people occasionally.
That seems more like a tagline to boobs. So the podcast would be boobs, and then the tagline would be The Adventures of Two Assholes and occasionally some other people. I like the combination.
It's good, but then I think if we're taking it, because asshole has two meanings.
It usually has two boobs, though.
Oh,
two boobs would
shit.
Be pretty good. That's a double meaning right there.
Which is fantastic. Always better than one. The thing is, if we're naming off at anatomy things, they might think, okay, boobs plus two sphincters, like literal assholes, and then other people sometimes.
But even then, we could probably get sponsors from Lane Bryant or,
there you go.
Depends.
Yeah, or something along those
lines,
Yeah. What's the shitting yogurt? They might go for it. Activia?
I think that's any yogurt, but Activia is probably
the Jamie Lee Curtis poop yogurt.
We should just call it the Jamie Lee Curtis poop yogurt podcast.
Totally. She'll go for that.
I like that. We could get Jamie Lee Curtis to be on the show.
So the solution to all our problems is to have Jamie Lee Curtis and her boobs take over our show.
Yeah, we would have people that would then listen.
that period.
You know what's really going to happen?
We would have people who listen, period.
Yeah, and these are great ideas. The problem is that you and I are very lazy, and we're just two lazy guys. And that means that we're not going to change anything. So
two wild and lazy guys.
But I think we'll probably keep it as predictably drunk. Smart people talking about stupid things for a number of reasons. Again, though, the main one being because we're lazy. The second one being because you guys, the audience and gals, have been very good to us here over the last couple of months. And I actually think we are going to get sponsors. I am determined to get sponsors and sell out just like George Carlin did.
That was a full circle joke.
Back to the beginning of the show there, Maddie. That is what they call a callback in the comedy world. It's where you bring up a joke that you previously brought up before that people had forgotten about. And then they go, oh, my God, he said that thing again that he said earlier that we laughed at. February 13th, JJ's Blues with Sammy Obade. February 26th in Tucson, Arizona at Laughs Comedy Cafe. March 2nd at the Rail Club in San Carlos. March 4th at the Slow Comedy Fest, San Luis Obispo Comedy Fest at Marston's, downtown San Luis Obispo on a Friday. March 8th, the Predictably Drunk Comedy All-Stars at Tommy T's. That is our show, ladies and gentlemen. That is this podcast's very own first big event deal that we ever did. Ellis Rodriguez, Kabir Singh, Jeremy Curry, Chelsea Bierce, Rudy O from 95.7 The Game, as well as myself, will be in the house that day, March 8th. Get your tickets. And, of course, March 9th at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California, for as part of their competition. I don't know what they call it. I think they just call it competition. I think they have a hard time getting sponsors, too, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's awful. But you can find me at Tiger Clomedy on Twitter. You can find Matt at Dildo Baggins on Twitter.
Edward Penis Hands.
You can find the show on Edward Penis Hands. You can find the show on Facebook. Just type in Predictably Drunk. You can find us on Instagram, Predictably Drunk. You can go to PredictablyDrunk.com. You can go to SamMarku.com. Get all my tour dates, not just the ones I've pimped on here, and as well as some other funny stuff that's on there. This is Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things with no sponsors. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, keep drinking.
Bye, everybody. That's pale, rustic. I don't think that any